A few thousand supporters of early childhood education are gathering at the state capitol today. Participants in the annual Star Power Rally will encourage state lawmakers to approve a proposed $130 million increase to the state budget for families in need. These are families who want to participate in Michigan's Great Start Readiness Program for preschoolers. Currently, the program can afford assistance only to about half of those eligible statewide. The Michigan Sandbox Party is a nonpartisan coalition involved in early childhood issues. They're organizing today's rally. Yesterday, I spoke with Sandbox Party executive and former state legislator Matt Gillard about his perspectives. I pointed out that expanded early childhood ed funding enjoys a significant level of bipartisan support from Governor Snyder to Republican State Senator Roger Kahn to many Democrats. I asked Gillard if he expects the legislature will pass a spending plan with the early childhood increase in it.
I do, Mark, and I think you're right. I mean, this is one of those rare issues in today's political world where we do see bipartisan support, and the governor deserves a lot of credit for making this one of his investment priorities. Just so we're clear, though, it's a $130 million increase over 2 years.
Okay.
So the actual increase for fiscal year 14 would be $65 million in the governor's proposal, and the Senate version that we've seen passed to this point included the $65 million as well. The House version was a little bit less than that. I think they had pegged the increase at $38 million. But we're hopeful as this, you know, as the final budget negotiations happen and as the process plays out, that we will be able to maintain a significant increase to the Great Start Readiness Program in the final budget.
How much resistance does it face, and where is that resistance coming from?
Well, you know, it does, like any issue, I think, it faces a certain level or amount of resistance. I think we have it coming from a couple different areas. The more public resistances are from maybe the more conservative groups that don't necessarily believe the science or aren't necessarily in support of government investment in these types of programs. And that's significant. But I think, you know, the governor and other leaders in the legislature are addressing that within their own ranks. Unfortunately, also meet some resistance from traditional education groups who see a limited amount of money to invest in certain areas and, you know, are reluctant or hesitant to be supportive of investment, all of the investment or significant new investment in one area where other areas may not be seeing as big of an increase. And so, you know, we're cognizant of both of those, but we're confident and hopeful that we can move forward.
One of the most compelling pieces of evidence supporting more early childhood initiatives is the Perry Preschool Study, launched here in Michigan in 1962 and updated periodically since then. Please tell our listeners about the Perry Preschool Study and what it shows.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, this is certainly, a high mark for Michigan as well. This research is used all over the world to support the benefits of investment in early childhood programs. What the Perry Study has shown over a longitudinal time, so really over 50 years now, is the dramatic impact that quality early childhood programming can have on individuals, not just in their school career, but in their lifelong career as well. So what the Perry study basically showed, they took a group of children, divided them into two parts, one that had access to high-quality pre-K opportunities, preschool opportunities, and the other that didn't, and then have followed those children throughout their lives for 50 years now. And they've shown a dramatic increase in graduation rates and higher educational achievement initially for those children that had access to high-quality early childhood preschool experiences, but then in lifelong as well, lower incarceration rates, higher earning potential, more success through life, throughout their careers and the lives of these people. And so it really is a longitudinal study that can show the dramatic impacts, not just immediately, but long-term, that investment in early childhood programs can have for society in general.
And does any credible organization or voice dispute what the study suggests?
I haven't seen anybody that disputes what the study suggests. There are some other studies that have come out that have questioned some different early childhood programs, specific programs or specific areas where early childhood efforts have been focused. But by and large, the Perry study fits right in line with the vast majority of other research and data that's out there that shows a real significant return on investment for investment in early childhood programs and the significant impact this has on people's lives throughout them.
Is the Perry study regarded as the best, or are there others?
I think the Perry study is unique in the longitudinal, you know, the long-term following up that it's had. Yeah. We, you know, it was groundbreaking, to their credit, to think of it and to get it underway and to continue to work on it. It really is one of its kind, and it's been unique.
The Obama administration has an initiative which could help with funding here in Michigan as well. Just last week in Ypsilanti, U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan talked about this. It's called Preschool for All. What does it propose, and what role could it play here in Michigan?
It really fits in very well with what we're trying to do here in Michigan. And Governor Snyder was at that event. I was there as well with Arne Duncan. And they both talked, speaking of bipartisanship, they both talked glowingly of the impacts and the effects of early childhood and of their respective administration's commitment to this goal. And really, the president's program would really fit very nicely, because what the president is proposing is helping states that are making the commitment to invest in quality early childhood programs. So Michigan has a renowned Great Start Readiness program. The program that's being debated about increased funding for, this Michigan's preschool program for four-year-olds here in Michigan, is has multitudes of research and data that shows the effectiveness that this individual program, this specific program, has long term. And so by expanding that, what the federal government, what the Obama administration is hoping, is to expand the federal government's commitment to help states expand these programs. So we would be talking about further expansion of this Great Start Readiness program with federal government dollars.
Now, there is some number of citizens and some in the state legislature who appear to want as little to do with anything federal as possible. Are there enough voices in that group to hang this up?
Yes. I mean, we've been very clear in our advocacy efforts to keep our effort here, and Governor Snyder's proposal came out before President Obama's ever did, and to keep our efforts focused on what's proposed in front of the legislature right now. I think we have a real opportunity to be successful in getting an increased investment of state dollars to run this state-run program. I think the federal program is a long ways towards before it will come to fruition. I mean, certainly the president being supportive of it is great, but we have a real chance in this budget negotiation that's happening right now in Lansing to make a significant investment in early childhood programs here in Michigan.
I'm led to believe that early childhood education is evolving in terms of how best to do it, methodologies. Is that right?
Yes. I think there's consistent identified factors that impact. One of the big things that the Sandbox Party and other early childhood advocates really are focusing on is the quality of these programs. I mean, it would be a waste of money, we know, like anything else, to put money into a program that doesn't meet quality standards and doesn't have quality outcomes for the participants in the program. We have those quality outcomes and those quality standards with this Great Start Readiness program, and that's why I think we've been as successful as we are to date, and we're hoping for success in the future. Quality is very important in early childhood, as it is in anything else.
But when you say quality, what are the features of a quality program?
Well, in terms of a preschool program, what we're talking about is quality is a consistent curriculum that meets the standards that have been developed by early childhood experts, that really involves parents, getting parents to as being a part of the equation as well, or caregivers as a part of the equation as well, and really provides the foundation for children with not just educational opportunities, but the lifelong skills that they'll need to be successful in kindergarten and beyond. And it's really not—it's not just an educational program. It's really a social, emotional, health-based, and other program as well that really is all about getting the whole child ready to be successful when they reach that kindergarten door.
And is it more than what people would think of? I assume it's more than what people would think of when they hear the word daycare.
Absolutely. And so what's critical, and what really I think we're starting to be more successful at here in Michigan and even around the country, is getting people to understand that early childhood is not just preschool. Really what we need people, and Governor Snyder I think is very strong on this when he does speak on the issue, is that learning begins at birth. And so if we really want to talk about an educational system, an educational continuum that is in the best interest of young people, it starts with a comprehensive early childhood system, really from the prenatal time, for really helping pregnant females and pregnant mothers through those first stages and really through the kindergarten door. We need a comprehensive system that meets the needs of young children and their families so that we're addressing the problems that we know exist out in our society with these young children.
How does that play out in infancy? I'm really curious about that. Do you know much about that?
Yeah, I do. And really, I mean, it's parental involvement. All of these, the successful infant programs, infant and toddler programs, are based on home visiting, based on parental involvement, and really providing the resources to parents to become their child's first and best teachers in those early stages.
The organization that launched the Perry Preschool Study is called the High Scope Educational Research Foundation. It's associated with a pretty impressive preschool methodology. It takes a participatory approach to very young learners. A HiSCOPE executive, Larry Schweinhart, cautioned last week during Secretary Duncan's visit, quote, all early childhood development programs are not created equal. What do you make of that comment?
I think Dr. Schweinhart is right on, and he's really one of the leading research experts in this field, and he is the first to talk about how quality matters. Actually, the HiSCOPE Foundation has done the HiSCOPE Research Institute has done the research on the Great Start Readiness Program and provided the studies that showed the success and really helped develop the curriculum for the Great Start Readiness Program. And so they've really, I think been a critical asset to the state of Michigan in developing our early childhood programs here, and we're lucky to have them in our state.
It appears, though, that the federal government is eager to avoid endorsing this approach or any other particular approach. What are we to make of that?
Well, I think that the federal government really wants to encourage states to get engaged in early childhood and developing early childhood programs and systems to help their citizens. And so that's why I think that the president's approach has that much promise for Michigan, because we really are, I think, at the higher end of the spectrum as far as states and our commitment and the development of early childhood programs and systems here in Michigan. And so I think what the Obama administration is trying to do or hoping to accomplish is to really encourage states to make early childhood a priority in their education systems. And states that will do that will get rewarded with federal dollars if the president's program is successful.
Any thoughts on what makes a really good preschool teacher?
I think commitment. I think it's like anything else in the education world. People that are there for the right reasons, that want to do it, that love kids and love seeing kids learn and helping kids, can be great preschool teachers just like they can in anything else in the education world.
And for today's event, you're expecting how many people at the Capitol?
Over 2,000 people at the Capitol. It'll be a fun event, lots of kids. We have children's activities all over the lawn. We give our adults an opportunity to meet with their legislators, talk to them about why this issue is important to them. We'll have some gifts for the legislature, some drawings that colorings that the kids have made. It's really a fun event. We have a great time, and it's really a great opportunity for us to get together as advocates of early childhood, but also to reward and have positive conversations with the legislators to let them know that this is a priority for their constituents.
As a former state legislator, I have to ask you, Matt, what do you make of the current session? What do you make of this session that started back in January?
It's really interesting. I mean, my early childhood hat aside, I think this next month or two with these big issues surrounding the budget and how this plays out is going to be a fascinating watch for a political junkie like myself. I think the governor has, a lot at stake here in trying to get the legislature to come along with some of his ass in the budget process, not necessarily just related to the early childhood issues, but with Medicaid expansion, transportation funding, and these other things.
Besides early childhood, which I presume you might be watching more closely than anything else, what other funding issue are you keeping closest tabs on?
Well, really the Medicaid expansion issue, because that allowed the governor's budget proposal included not just increased funding for the Great Start Readiness Program, but also included general fund increased funding for Healthy Kids Dental, which is a great program that helps a lot of young children receive access to dental care. He increased funding for infant mortality reduction programs in his Department of Community Health budget as well. These measures he was only able to do this because he called for the Medicaid expansion, which then saved, roughly $200 million of general fund money for the state budget as well. So even though the Medicaid expansion issue itself wouldn't impact that many young children, we do a pretty good job in Michigan through My Child and other access programs to insure young children. But the impact that the issue will have on the general fund budget is important to early childhood advocates as well as others. And I think it's going to be fascinating politically to watch this play out.
I have to ask what you make of the infrastructure, the transportation debate as well.
I think it's as a former Democratic legislator, I think it's a huge opportunity that the Democrats in the legislature have, being in the minority, to really impact a significant issue. And so I would love to see a comprehensive bipartisan package worked out. I'm not holding my breath that it's going to happen. But I think it's a real opportunity for the governor to show some leadership and for the legislative leaders on both sides of the aisle to come together and both put some skin in the game and come up with a comprehensive package that makes sense and works for Michigan citizens. This is an issue that we were debating back when I was in the legislature, which seems like eons ago, but something that needs to be addressed.
Matt Gillard is policy coordinator for the Sandbox Party. He's going to be at the state capitol today at the Star Power Rally. Matt, thanks very much.
Thank you.